This afternoon, again, unfortunately, I have to come here and have to talk nonsense things for you, so excuse me. However, His Holiness feeling much better now. This afternoon I heard much better. This morning, Guru's talking on the subject of the renunciation and the bodhicitta. Now, this time, I will talk sunyata wisdom. Now, Buddhist point of view, having the renunciation of samsara and the loving kindness, the bodhicitta, is alone not enough to root cut of the ego and to root cut of dualistic mind. By meditating, by practicing the loving kindness, the bodhicitta, eliminate the gross attachment and creepy feeling. But the craving, desire and the attachment is rooted by the ego and the dualistic mind. So without understanding the sunyata or non-duality, not possible. To stop it, the root of problem, human problem. It is like this, maybe example. If the boil water, you put the cold water or one ice, it is enough to come down, but not stop totally, not extinguish totally the quality of boil, again boil. For example, all of us, we do have some extent loving kindness concerning our relationship. But many times our loving kindness is the mixture. Half white, half black. I think very important. Many times we begin to start white motivation, loving kindness, but then slowly mixed up with the black magic. Black magic lock. Communicating? Yes! Well, no, another thing is, first beginning, pure motivation, love. Then the time passed, you know, becomes then mixture, and becomes black love, dark love. Then, understand? Then, first beginning, the white love transform me into the black magic. For you, not for these people. I want you to understand, this is due to lack of wisdom, due to not having penetrated, you know, wisdom to go beyond the relativity projection. That's why you can see even religious, you know, the motivation, you know, and the religious action. Without a lack of, you know, penetrated wisdom. It becomes, you know, mundane trip. That's why Buddhism does not have a sort of good feeling with the fanatic or emotion love. So the many Westerners projecting Buddhism has no love.
L'amour fanatique et l'amour émotionnel, et c'est pour ça que l'on dit très souvent que le bouddhisme n'est pas de
love is nothing to do actually, you know, emotionally, expression. The emotional expression of love is so gross, you know, gross, so gross. Not refined. But Buddhism concerned, tremendous concern, understanding the need of the object and understanding of subject, then this is the way loving kindness becomes attitude of the selfish attitude. The same thing with religious tremendous emphasis on the love and the compassion, but not emphasis on the wisdom. Therefore, the wisdom is the understanding. Wisdom is the, you know, the path to liberation. So you have to gain. Now, concerning emotion, I think Western world is, I think emotion is a big thing. Some reason. I think we should learn somehow, middle way, to react, correspond with the sensory, world. When I was Spain, His Holiness, we visited one monastery. There was one Christian monk stay isolated place, and His Holiness gave question to him that something like that, how you feel when you experience signs of happy or unhappy things coming to you. That his answer was, he says, something like, happy are not necessarily happy, bad are not necessarily bad, not too bad, good are not necessarily too good, something like that. He answered. I was sort of astonished, you know. I'm very happy. Bad are not too bad, good are not too good in the world, he said, whenever he experienced. For me, that is wisdom, anyway. For my small understanding, that is wisdom. We all should learn. Now you can ask yourself, You can do it or not. This monk experience, you can do it or not. For me, this monk, you know, he having this experience. I say, great. I don't care he's enlightened or not, you know. I care, you know. He have that experience. Fantastic. Is it helpful for his life? I'm sure he's blissful. Oh, anyway, the worldly pleasure, worldly bad is so transitory, you know, so transitory. So the knowing, the transitory nature, the knowing, relative nature, the knowing of the conventional nature, that makes you that free experience. So the Buddhist you know, way of understanding of sunyata, person who has some kind of understanding of sunyata, for him, exactly similar experience of that free self. By seeing that the bad are good, the bad and good are the relative. It is the only existent conventional mind, and not the absolute, quality. The characteristic of ego, the projecting, such a fantasy notion, want oneself, and thereby also others. So this is the main rule. Such emotion reacting and holding it is a concrete, you know, concrete pleasure, concrete pain. So the symbol that you can right now, you can observe that how your ego mind interpreted yourself, that the ego mind interpretation, yeah, image is the projection of ego. You can check right now. Way of checking this one, nothing to do with the sensory mind. Sensory mind, sensory. Come here again. It is not sense consciousness. Check now. Close eye, check. Simple question. Don't need question past, future, just ask right now how your mind, the image yourself. Don't need to seek absolute, just to convention you what is, ask it, that is enough. By understanding the convention of mind and the projection of your own imagination, the relating understanding is the source to realizing sunyata. This way, you can break down gross concepts of ego. You can vanish self-pity imagination on oneself. By eliminating self-pity imagination of ego, you can go beyond faith. So all the fear, all self-pity image, the emotion, is comes from the holding self-pity imagination oneself. Holding self-pity imagination oneself. Also, the growth you can see is like yesterday concepts of separate imagination is existent today. It's wrong. Thinking yesterday I'm today very bad man. Yesterday because I'm angry. Last year I'm angry. That also wrong. Because you holding self-pity imagination. Angry self-pity imagination you still holding today. Today you are not angry. If that is the logical, then Buddha is also bad. Because when he was in this earth, Shakyamuni, when he was earth, he had 100 wives. He still dissatisfied. He was still dissatisfied. Wow. Now, it is true that ordinary us, our ego, you know, ego, has a notion to hold permanent concept self, which is holding all the time. You know, last year, bad guy is me. Buddhist point of view is that's all wrong. So, if you have that kind of concept, lifetime, you become, you know, bad guy. Because you interpret yourself a bad guy. Therefore, the ego's interpretation is unreasonable, nothing so able to do with the reality. Because ego's holding such the existent I, then the beginning, the attachment.
que l'ego saisit un soi ayant une existence inhérente d'attachement sur Dieu.
Oh, I remember one time, His Holiness having an interview with the, one monastery about maybe 20-30 months. And one of the Christian, His Holiness asking, what is your interpretation of, embodied need? One of the Christian monk answered was, non-attachment is the sunyata, Christian point of view, sunyata. What do you think? For me, somebody is experience of non-attachment. I think it's super. Don't you think it is super? The attachment is the symptom of this world sick, isn't it? Understand? This world way of sick is because attachment. This world, sick, illness. Middle East sick because attachment. Middle East. Oil country are sick because attachment. Communicating or no? Yeah. And the Christian monk has non-attachment experience. How you think that? Even Buddhist point of view, person who has non-attachment experience, very difficult. Very, very difficult. For that reason, for me, somebody has experienced that, another religious person, very good, extremely good, and that is reason, I think one should have competent way to respect other religious. How many Buddhist people have experienced non-attachment? Nobody has that. Surprise. Well, excuse me. Anyway. Okay, I'm just joking, but it's very important, very important to have non-attachment experience. Very important, all of us. Now. I want you to understand attachment means. This attach, what's the connotation is? These two attach, okay? Communicating or no?
Je veux vous faire comprendre que l'attachement
Now, Buddhist point of view, attachment means this. Let's say Buddhist point of view, if this is really attached, and the connotation of sense of attachment, then it is very difficult to separate it like this. Oh, this attachment is no problem because it's easy lose, easy cover. So to say, of course, I don't have attachment is difficult. But the good thing, not have, like Aryan, like this attachment, to be flexible, I think we should learn. Understand? The attachment, the mind attachment is the symptom which cannot separate. Which cannot separate you from the object. Let's say, Buddhist point of view, attachment with this flower. Yeah? Now, I'm going to talk about Buddhist point of view. The attachment with this flower is the symptom for me. Difficult to wear from this flower. You understand? The function of the attachment is not let go as it is. It overestimated way. Interpreted that I and the flower wish to be one. And not separated from the lifetime. You understand now how I'm sick. I don't want to separate it from this flower. From now, forever, my lifetime. What do you think? How I'm crazy? This crazy, okay, character is the attachment. So the non-attachment is flexible. Middle way. Reasonable way. Let go. So you understand the psychology of the attachment is an overestimated concept, unrealistic of, unrealistic concept. That's why we are suffer. For that reason, human beings suffer. For that reason, Buddhism emphasizes suffering, 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 suffering. Okay? Western point of view, Buddhism has much emphasis on the suffering. They don't understand. Why? Why Buddhism so much suffering? I have enough money. You understand? I can eat, I have enough clothes. Why I'm not suffering? Why I don't need Buddhism? Buddhism used to suffer. You know? Many Westerners said this way. That is a misunderstanding of terminology of suffering word. Attachment to character is the suffering. Ah, you can look at Western society. Because the Western, you know, problem is the attachment. It's so simple. And what's the life in the since born, going to school, up to, you know, professor, whatever is built up with attachment. Well, of course, not only Western, you know, is the sentient being. It's the characteristic of a sentient being. But why I'm saying strongly Western is this thing? Because sometimes Western have funny, you know, concepts, you know, connotation of happy or suffering. So, philosophically, of course, the research, sunyata, is, you know, we have long regimented explanation, thousands of analyze, okay, the notion of the existent I. But I'm talking about practical, every day, right now, we can do it a simple way that you just. You don't think about terminology Buddhism. You don't think about it. Any, you know, books or these things. You just ask simply at the moment how I interpreted myself. That's all. Each time you ask yourself that kind of question, answer come different, I tell you. Because sometimes I emanating chicken, you know. Sometimes I'm emanating pig, you know. Sometimes I'm emanating monkey, you know. Ah, then you love yourself. Okay? Simple. You can love yourself. Incredible, what I'm thinking. I'm pig. But one shouldn't worry when you see yourself as pig. One shouldn't worry. Just laugh. Where are you checking? This way, question yourself. You just laugh. Then you are more close with sunyata. I think so. Because you know something. You want to experience. your own projection is fantastic, you know. And to some extent, you experience selflessness. The sense you lose, you know, trust yourself, you know, your ego. You lose your trust of your own ego, trust. And it becomes less concrete concept. So you see, the analyzing or meditation is not necessarily something becomes sad, serious, you know. When you really something understand, you can laugh yourself. Of course, don't love too much yourself alone, you know. otherwise, you are clinically sick, you know. So they interpreted sick, you know. Well, that's a good example. Milarepa, he stay on the, you know, snow mountain. He laugh, he sing himself, you know. What do you think, Dharma? What do you think, Dharma? You think he's sick? Because he has richness, much happiness. So he laughs. So then, you see, entire our life built up with the dualistic concepts. And in society world, in relative world, without, you know, build up the dualistic, you know, dualistic concept. You understand? You are not normal functioning. So that in order to build up it in order to unify yourself into the society, you build up incurable concepts, these things, you know. Oh, these are the dualistic, you know, concepts. Many things we consider is knowledge, is wisdom, is the education. We consider in the world, most of them, the dualistic mind, it is the reaction of most suffering. Now, dualistic mind, doom is true, actually. Doom is true. Buddhism, we're not complaining. There is no doom. There is a true existed phenomenon. But what is happening is contradictory nature. Computation nature. Computation mind, is it computable or not? Competition life, is it comfortable or not? Competition business, is comfortable or not? Mind is irritated. Mind is irritated. Oh. So the two things contradicting, you understand, two things contradicting inside the mind, always, you know, that is what we call dualistic mind. So the, well, simply, when we sleep, when you get up, you feel peaceful or not? You sleep, morning, get up, you feel peaceful or not? Yes, we do peaceful. Why? Because dualistic mind rests during sleep. Some extent. Okay, now you understand that as long the dualistic mind is functioning in your life, always some kind of irritable, not the, you know, not reach the ultimate reality of peace. That's why the one point in it, concentration is very useful. One point in it, concentration is very useful to cut gross dualistic mind. Or especially the recognition of the one consciousness and the contemplate one consciousness is very powerful to eliminate dualistic concepts. That's why the Tibetan tradition, Mahamudra, doctrine, they teach us that way. However, now, the meditation is the purpose to stop the irritated, you know, concepts, which is we call dualistic mind. Of course, it has many levels. It has gross levels, subtle levels, many, many, many levels of dualistic mind. The way eliminate dualistic mind, first thing is you are capable, the gross mind, gross dualistic mind.
Donc,
Oh, I think, I don't know, even what I'm talking. So instead of I'm talking blah, 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 why don't we give question answer? I'm sure I create more confusion for you. I create more dualistic mind for you. So therefore, better we do question answer.
Est nécessaire, pourquoi pour ce tâche de philosophie?
We should not attach any philosophy. We should not touch at any religion. We should not have any object of attachment. We should not attach God. We should not attach Bible. Bible book. We should not attach Buddha. Very good. Thank you. Great question. That question is very important. Hey, that question is very important. That is the shows characteristic of Buddhism. Buddhism has no room. There is something you attach with, something you grasp. The grasping attachment, even Buddha is wrong. Buddha said. As long as you are sick, you know. As long as you are sick with the diamond, you are still sick, you know. Okay. Any kind of symptom, the attachment is have to be vanished. In order to completely liberate human being. For that reason, Buddhism has room. Any philosophy, any religion, any trip has long benefit for human growth. Understand? Good. Yeah, then? Alright. Compassion is understanding the other people's lack of, you know, pleasure and the other people's suffering situation. Then it's the compassion. The attachment is the, for me, I want. I want, you know, okay? Concerning my pleasure. You know, the compassion is concerned others' pleasure. And the willing to release other sentient being problem. Right. Okay. Thank you. That's why, remember, we say many times, you know, we mixture, you know, our compassion and the attachment, we mixture, you know. Because first beginning, good, you know, compassion. Then time being, you know, becomes mixed up, you know. Then becomes attachment trip.
Et puis cela devient très rapidement par les sujets d'attachement.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Non-duality
and the bodhicitta
is very
true. Same.
Est-ce que la
non-dualité
et la
bodhicitta,
c'est la même chose?
Same or? No.
No.
No. That's why I said, beginning, remember. Remember. It is not enough having renunciation and loving kindness of bodhicitta. It is not enough for us. We need wisdom, remember. You know, understand to cut through the, you know, dualistic concept and see what is behind reality, universal reality.
Donc j'ai dit que ce n'est pas assez d'avoir de la renonciation et de la bénévolence, de la bienveillance envers les autres. Il faut la sagesse qui nous permet de plonger au-delà de la réalité de nous-mêmes.
Okay. Oh. Now. Very important, you know. Without having much wisdom, bodhicitta or love becomes fanatic sometimes, you know.
But if you have non-duality,
yeah.
Non-dual mind,
yes.
Then you are the other one.
Yes, then all right. If you have non-duality, you know, the understanding, then all right, yes. All right. Yes. If you have non-duality understanding, then bodhicitta easily can develop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, particularly whether we too much talk or not, that we do know in our life. Too difficult, you know, the obsessive concept to stop, isn't it? Obsessive concept to stop is so difficult, you know, and we are not flexible. So therefore, I think better, yes, as much you could, but you cannot stop concepts like this, you know, unless you completely extinguish yourself. Yeah, then, any question?
Le mantra a-t-il une importance sur la destruction de notre ego?
Mantra, is mantra important to destroy the ego?
Yes.
Oui, c'est important.
But of course, must be individual. Individual experience.
C'est une expérience individuelle.
Okay. And when you are first studied Bodhisattva-bhumi, you don't need, you know, mantra. All right. There's no such thing as external mantra. You know, you do. You become totally the nucleus of mantra. Because that time you discover absolute mantra. Okay. So now we are play a little bit with the relative mantra. Hopefully we discover absolute mantra. Thank you. Alright. Alright, no question?
So you understood that emotions were something emotions were something negative. But is emotion the quality of the being also?
Repeat again.
The, 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 the,
Well, yes.
Il a cru comprendre avant que les émotions étaient quelque chose de négatif et il se demande si la qualité de cette émotion ne reflète pas la qualité de l'être par lui-même.
I say, if you are evolving tremendously with the emotion in your daily life, then you too much rolling with the emotion. You are psychologically tied. So that you have to learn, you know, instead of rolling, sit back. Also, I did not say emotion is negative. You understand? Emotion can be positive too. But what I'm saying is, I'm making generalization. In Western environment, Western, you know, we have some kind of correspondence, each other, communication. We have tremendous emotion. You know?
Mais
non.
Je voulais dire que dans la société occidentale, les contacts que nous avons les uns avec les autres pénètrent d'immenses émotions, beaucoup d'émotions.
In other words, say it's too much body. If you want, no. Too much body emotion.
Trop d'émotions corporelles.
You understand? No understanding of, you understand, six conscious functioning. Communicating? All right. Okay, thank you. Now you, then that is life.
Dernière question, je ne peux pas, je ne sais pas agir sans attachement ni désir, parce que tout, si nous agissons, c'est par désir et l'attachement, et s'il n'y a plus de désir, on ne peut plus agir, on ne peut plus dire. C'est très difficile, je ne sais pas comment. Comment peut-on... Comment peut-on agir et vivre sans attachement ni désir? C'est quelque chose de très difficile.
What do you say?
You say, how can we live without attachment and without desire?
Something too difficult. I agree with you. Too difficult, yes. Yes, that's why human being to make responsible attitude to solve our own problem is not easy job. You know, it needs involving entire life. Yes, that's why to be mindfulness, to be consciousness, it's not an easy job. You're right. But that way to transforming desire, there's a way to transform attachment. And then it becomes, that energy becomes medicine. That energy becomes part of liberation. Like poison. Like poison, when you mix certain kind of treatment with the medicine, it becomes medicine, isn't it? Poison is medicine, in other words.
De la même manière que le poison se mélanger dans certains traitements avec des médecines, le poison même devient médecine.
I don't know, what is it? What is it? This one, the marijuana is medicine. Isn't it? Hashish is medicine, isn't it? Isn't it? Is it not good one, but when you transform energy, yes. That is the beauty of human being has a powerful instrument. Any kind of things we can trick, any energy we can trick, we can transform it something else. Oh, that's what Tibetan Buddhism has. Much method how to transform attachment into the path to liberation. How to desire transform it, path to liberation. We do have much emphasis, you know, method. Wow, like chili, you know, red chili. Like red chili. Red chili is an example. Red chili is not so good, isn't it? But you mix with certain things you use in your food reasonable, it becomes delicious. So now, I want you to understand, according to this question, the Buddhist point of view, there is no human problem which is cannot solved by human being. And that personally, to understand and to encourage that the entire my problem, I can deal with my problem, I can solve my problem, that attitude is, I think, very essential for the growth of oneself. I truly believe that all of us, you know, even though we are not good meditators, you know, we are not maybe good spiritual, you know, but all of us, if we have, you know, some understanding and we have encouragement oneself, we can solve the problem. Most time, we lack of, you know, understanding of our own capacity. We put ourselves down. That's why Tibetan Buddhism, sometimes you see Buddha with you. You see yourself as Buddha. I'm sure all of you heard that kind of thing.